I don't know if I was expecting it necessarily, but I definitely, you know, was looking forward to just playing in front of a crowd that I'm, you know, used to playing in front of for years, and a playing surface that I've done a lot of good work on, and, you know, been a part of really good teams in that stadium. So I was definitely expecting some emotions to come back, but again, you know, like you mentioned, receiving that ovation was amazing. I didn't really expect it at all, and you know, again, it just speaks volumes to the Cardinal Nation and the fans of baseball, and just how, you know, fantastic this game is. So you know, it was great for us, and obviously we got a win, you know, for that one game, which I'm most proud of. So I think it was just overall, it was a great day.
When you're out there in center field, for us as broadcasters, as soon as we see you turn your body and flip your hips, we know he's got this one squared up. When did that start? Is that just a key for you to realize, all right, I've got this one?
It's like a practice thing. I just try to get behind the baseball as quick as I can and get my momentum going forward. But, you know, it really just comes from the fact that my father, just that's how he taught me how to play the outfield. He's a big Mickey Mantle fan. And then kind of from there, once I realized I didn't belong in the infield, started watching YouTube videos, and all the really good ones would always get behind the ball. And, you know, once you try to apply it physically, you realize that once you get behind the ball, you know, you have much more momentum and you can make a much stronger throw, because we're, you know, we're kind of far out there at times. So I just try to do all the work beforehand, keep my belt facing the belt I'm going towards, the base I'm throwing towards, and then I kind of just go from there, man. I think, you know, again, my dad taught me at a really young age that I didn't belong in the infield. So we worked, and, you know, it's just kind of what I do. It's what I grew up learning how to do.
I want to flip it over to offense a little bit, and you've been really successful with runners in scoring position this year. Is there anything in terms of your approach that has led to that type of success, or do you approach every at-bat kind of the same way?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, you have a few types of hitting. You know, when you go up there, you got, like, situational hitting where you kind of got to execute. You got to get a runner over. You got to get a fly ball in or something. If there's a man on third with less than two outs, you got to get a bunt down. You know, then you have, like, the, you know, up 10 or down 10, where you kind of just have fun hitting and you just kind of go up there looking for, you know, pitch down the middle, you just try to crack. And then you kind of have those situations where you just really got to focus in. And that's that, you know, that, like, I don't want to call it pro hitting because it's all pro hitting, but just a situation where you just realize that, you know, it's a big moment and you got to find a way to score that run. And many of those times it just comes down to narrowing your focus and trusting your preparation with what the pitcher is trying to do. And listen, I think this league is interesting because, you know, 3-0, 2-0, you know, there's no such thing as just like free counts anymore. You know, guys just throw their stuff based on the computer, which we're aware of as hitters. So we go up there looking in a certain spot for a certain pitch and just wait for it to pop. And I think in those situations, it's really just important to think about what the pitcher throws most consistently for a called strike. You know, a lot of times these pitchers have the ability to, you know, manipulate certain pitches to make them look like strikes, and they can control them really well. But, you know, a lot of times, it, you know, there's some pitches where they kind of lean on that kind of just stay up, and those are the ones you kind of want to handle and look for. So, again, like, it all really comes down to, you know, going to the plate looking for what you're going to get and not what you want to see. And, you know, it just comes from preparation and just having the opportunity to do it. You never know when you're going to be called on for it. So I think always just being ready for that situation, whether it's your first at bat or your last at bat, I think is really important. But again, I think, you know, I've been successful because the guys in front of me in this lineup have done a really good job of getting on base all year and putting me in a position to succeed for them. So I just try to pass the baton best I can to keep my, you know, my focus narrowed and small and simple, and just stay through up the middle.
All right, Harrison, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.